Good afternoon, everyone. As our moderator said, I will be speaking about a multi-site evaluation of fruit and vegetable consumption changes from SNAP-Ed, and this is in both adults and children. And I'll be speaking about the two most recent years of our evaluation, fiscal year 10 and fiscal year 11, which just ended a month ago. So the evaluation results I'll be presenting are a little more completely analyzed for fiscal year 10, because it's a little hard to complete a full analysis in just a month's time. Just a little bit of background. The Network for a Healthy California conducts social marketing nutrition education through USDA's Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, formerly known as food stamps. And a major goal of the network is to increase fruit and vegetable consumption. Our local partners also deliver interventions aimed at specific audiences, and they're trained in evaluation capacity building to assess their own programs. Children in the interventions received either the Power Play or the Harvest of the Month interventions, which were developed by the network. And some of our programs might use both of these, and there are also additional educational resources that some programs use. Adult interventions were nearly always parent education. In terms of evaluation, our largest partners are required to conduct an impact or an outcome evaluation each year. Some aspects of their evaluations are standardized by our statewide program, such as minimum sample sizes, the survey tools that they use, and they're required to use a pre- or post-test design. In addition to these standardized aspects, they do have some flexibility at the local level to add survey modules of interest to their programs. They can use control groups as an option, but they are not required to, and there are other things that they can opt to do based on their own interests and abilities. So for an analysis, in fiscal year 2010, there were 44 total projects, and 21 of these were selected for analysis. There were several that were excluded based on some miscellaneous problems with the evaluations. Through this process of selecting them, we found a variety of problems that in fiscal year 2011 we worked very hard at eliminating through extensive technical assistance, which is why you'll notice in fiscal year 2011 there were a lot more programs that we were able to include in our analysis. So in fiscal year 2010, there were 39 of 42 total projects that were selected for the analysis. The three that were not were simply excluded because of the age groups that were included. They just weren't of the same age groups. The children that were included were in grades 4 through 8, and the excluded groups were high school age, and it wasn't a large enough group to compile for an analysis. So in fiscal year 2010, there were 12 child projects, 9 adult. In 2011, 29 child projects, 10 adult projects, and you can see the sample sizes there. Throughout the analysis, I'll use some fairly standard statistical notation, and if there is no significance level noted, then it was not a significant result. And this is specific to a pre-post-test comparison. We did not always make a comparison between the intervention and the control group. So first I'll review the fiscal year 2010 children's results. I know there's a lot here. You don't need to worry about reading all of this. But first, a very brief overview of Harvest of the Month. This is a program that provides materials and resources to support healthy food choices through increased access and consumption of fruits and vegetables, as well as encouraging daily physical activity. And it brings together classroom, cafeteria, home, and community to promote a common goal and healthier habits for students, especially those in low-resource schools. We defined moderate use of Harvest of the Month as including 1 to 3 Harvest of the Month activities. Intense use of it as 4 or more activities. So that's how many times programs used Harvest of the Month. 5 of our programs used it moderately, 6 intensely. PowerPlay, there were one moderate and four intense. PowerPlay is a program that uses tested Nut.ed lessons that are designed to be appealing to kids, easy for adults to use and understand, and grounded in proven theories from the fields of health behavior education, social marketing, and prevention. And there are various materials, including a cookbook and a variety of kits. These are the different designs that our programs used. Four had no comparison group, seven had a comparison group, and then there was one program that had no comparison group but different intensities, which would be something along the lines of some of the schools in their project had six lessons and some had 12. All of the child projects in both years used our network youth survey, which is a condensed version of the school and physical activity nutrition project survey. And this is a survey that has been validated for fourth graders. And again, this survey is being used with fourth through eighth grade. So what we found across the state for fourth through eighth grade is that total fruit and vegetable consumption increased significantly for the intervention group, but not for the control group. When broken down just fruit intake, there was a significant increase for both intervention and control groups. We did do a comparison between the change for for control and intervention, and this was not a significant difference, indicating that maybe there was a secular trend to increase fruit intake, or maybe this was a seasonal influence. However, the vegetable consumption was an intervention effect. In fiscal year 2011, again, there were far more projects involved, and this is the breakdown of intervention and evaluation designs. For results, you can see that the control group actually declined for overall fruit and vegetable consumption, while the intervention group increased. For fruit intake, the intervention group increased. And for vegetables, the control group declined while the intervention group increased. And now for adult results, fiscal year 2010. The parent projects, they have more varied sorts of curricula and resources. So just to highlight the sorts of things that they use, they tend to use things like food demonstrations and taste tests, label reading. These are some of the evaluation designs, same sorts of things. And our adult projects use one of two different required surveys. These are very similar surveys. The fruit and vegetable checklist consists of seven items. All are fruit and vegetable questions. The food behavior checklist contains all seven of those items and an additional, nine items that are a broader range of dietary behaviors. For this analysis, we use just the fruit and vegetable items, and we combine the samples from both surveys. Both surveys are validated for use with low-income populations and available in English and Spanish. And just as a side note, for fiscal year 2012, we have one program that is actually using a new Chinese version. So for fiscal year 2010, there was no change in fruit and vegetable intake in the control group, while the adults in the intervention group increased combined fruit and vegetable intake by almost one cup per day. Fruit intake increased in the intervention group by 0.45 cups, and vegetable intake also by 0.45 cups. In fiscal year 2011, the educational activities and materials were generally the same. And here's a breakdown of evaluation design. The same surveys were used, slightly different breakdown of groups using them. And here are the results. They aren't quite as striking, although a similar pattern. The control group had no change. the intervention group had an overall increase of 0.5 cup for fruits and vegetables. Fruit intake increased by 0.25 cup in the intervention group. And this is another fruit-related question that I was able to look at in 2011. The survey asks, do you eat more than one kind of fruit each day? And you can see the coding there on the bottom left. The intervention group reported an increase in eating more than one kind of fruit each day. And all of those values in between 2 and 3 would be between sometimes and often they eat more than one kind of fruit. For vegetables, the intervention participants reported an increase, the control group, no significant change. So in summary, local projects delivered interventions that were targeted to their specific audiences. And in both fiscal year 2010 and 2011, the results showed a positive change in fruit and vegetable intake for adults and for children participating in these local SNAP-Ed interventions. When assisted with developing the capacity to participate in evaluation, local programs can be an integral part in multi-site evaluations like this one. And local targeted nutrition education initiatives are an essential component of the success of multi-level social marketing campaigns, such as the Network for Healthy California. And I'd like to thank my colleagues on the project, as well as our local projects, and everyone you see here, and our funding from USDA. Thank you.